Okay, absolutely. I am so glad. And thank you so much for the invitation.
You're coming to Edmonton, and we'll get to your show in a second. But from Scrubs to the stage, what inspired you to turn your nursing experiences into comedy?
I think it's really all the difficulties I've experienced during the pandemic because I started my career literally in the beginning of the pandemic, and I had such a big imposter syndrome of, am I really able to turn this to being able to be an independent person who can take care of other people's lives? And the traumatic experiences I have experienced during those times, it's gruesome for someone who just entered such profession, and I didn't expect how hard it would be. And TikTok was just a new thing that time, and people are sharing their stories, they're sharing vlogs, get ready with me, and all those stuff. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I just video myself like dancing? This other guy was asking, can you tell me a profession where you're underpaid, undervalued, underappreciated? And I mistakenly posted myself stitching that video. And for some reason, apparently, I was funny. And I was like, you know what? I can probably turn something negative into positive. And then that's how everything started.
I think it's because it's so relatable. Other nurses find your content so relatable. But what's the funniest real life moment that made it into your act?
I think the funniest real life moment is dealing with patients who are going through hallucinations or anything that has to do with doing like 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning, because I usually work at night, because that's really what pushes me to become a nurse, is because my grandfather had an Alzheimer's, and they're like, thank you so much for showing some light into like what it is and what these people experience, and that it's normal and it's okay, and we can laugh at this situation sometimes, because you cannot always cry about every single thing that happens in your life. Otherwise, you'll give up or you'll burn out.
We are talking with Nurse John, who's bringing the short staff tour to Edmonton. What's one thing that you wish more people understood about the realities of nursing?
I think I just want people to be more kinder to healthcare workers, mostly nurses, because I do believe that nurses are the backbone of healthcare workers. We do see patients almost 24/7. We deal with every single one in the hospital. We connect every single one in the hospital. And we suffer with all the consequences with the short staffing, the low amount of help that we get from hospital. And I think sometimes the public just don't see those things that we go through. That's why I started making this video, is sometimes people forget that as much as we are nurses and professional, we are also just human beings who are trying our best and doing our best to help everybody in our community to keep them healthy and safe and back on their feet.
What can we expect from your show at the Expo Center? Because this is different from just watching your TikTok videos.
Exactly. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous. Listen, I haven't been doing stand-up comedy for a year. This is something that is so new to me, and I think it just excites me. First of all, I'll be in Canada. I'm Canadian. I'm a Canadian citizen. And just being able to tour around Canada and Edmonton, hearing like Alberta has so many Filipino people, which is my people, and we are all mostly nurses and in healthcare. It's just nice to be able to, come there and make everyone laugh, not just the Filipino people, but every single healthcare worker who's trying to find ways to feel that they're not the only one going through it. And I'm super excited.
Well, so now if this becomes a big thing, if you sell out all over the place, are you going to give up healthcare and just turn to show business?
Not really. That's what a lot of people have been
Okay.
asking me, which is a very good question. Right now, I was teaching last May. I was a nursing clinical instructor. So I switched up from bedside to teaching because I wanted to help the new generation of nurses. But I don't think I would ever just do show business because, again, for me, I love nursing. That is my passion. That is what I wanted to do. That's what's in my heart. But I think like the good thing about nursing is that, you know, they will always need nurses and I can always go back to my job and I will.
Well, we will give you a warm welcome. February 21st, it's the short staff tour. Nurse John coming to town. Thank you once again, Nurse John.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to come to Edmonton. You know what? I just cannot wait to see everyone. It's going to be my first ever time there. I have some family members in Edmonton too, so it would be a blast.